This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to the Evening Edition, Caroline and Uma with you. And now, a while ago, we spoke about how France was going to change up the legal age of consent to 15 years old. In essence, they've never had a law in place about age of consent. They're going to introduce one now. We found out that this law is actually more, it's quite all-encompassing and involves a lot more things, including on-the-spot fines for sexual harassment in public.
Yeah, what is that? On-the-spot fines. I think that's quite interesting. So according to some of the reports out, this crackdown on sexual harassment would mean fines for degrading or humiliating comments or hostile or offensive sexual or sexist behaviour towards a person in public. This could include situations such as men aggressively asking a woman for her phone number dozens of times when it's clear that she's not interested, as well as sexual intimidation and harassment on public transport.
That's right. So essentially, they were planning fines of between 90 euros to as high as 750 euros on the spot fines. And Emmanuel Macron has said that it was essentially to ensure that women are not afraid to be outside.
Yep, that's right.
A quote, by the way.
And now men will be, and perhaps should be. It's backed by 90% of the French
public,
mind you. It will be enforced by police officers issuing on the spot fines. So I think to begin with, wow, it sounds incredible.
I know.
And yet I can't really imagine, honestly, how it's going to play out, right? So I'm thinking of, say, standard of proof, for example, how will that come about? So I'm excited but confused.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. That was the same thing I felt when talking about this. I mean, so, for example, just say you're at a club, right? In a club environment. And I guess the protocol in a club environment is that there are people out there looking for dates or looking to be hooked up, right?
Yeah, Mr. and Miss Flirty.
Does that count as a public space? And if so, what are the new rules of engagement, if you will? Because if they've said that it's actually, aggressively asking a woman for her phone number dozens of times, I think the idea of aggressive can actually change person to person.
Well,
what you consider aggressive may be completely different to what I consider aggressive.
Yeah, for sure. But I think it's probably something that, most people can acknowledge. If somebody isn't interested, clearly not interested, and a man is hounding her again and again and again and again for your phone number, then, yeah, it is harassment.
But is that something you call the police? And then how would a police person then gauge, like you said, burden of proof?
Yeah.
So aggressive that person was?
That is what confuses me. I just can't imagine it playing out.
It feels like a good idea. It feels like it's simple enough when someone is walking on the street and they get assaulted physically or even catcalled. Maybe that deserves a 90 euro fine. Mm-hmm. But then for something that isn't as obvious of that, it gets pretty complicated.
Yeah.
We're going to now cross over to Betty Yeo, who does advocacy with various NGOs for sexual harassment laws in Malaysia. Betty, thank you so much for joining us on the Evening Edition. Would on-the-spot fines work over here? I mean, what sort of street harassment laws are actually in place in Malaysia?
I believe the spot fines can only work if the majority of our society is aware of what is sexual harassment and is brave enough to speak up. Also, more importantly, if there is political will, because human resource here is one issue, and also whether the powers to be, the state, is willing to accept such a law at this point of time. Right now, there is no specific law on sexual harassment. What we do have falls under the penal code, such as outrage of modesty and different sections. But the word sexual harassment is not within our penal code itself. And if you follow the penal code, everything talks about evidence, solid evidence that is beyond reasonable doubt. And when harassment or sexual harassment occur, you don't have a way to capture that sexual harassment immediately to make a solid evidence of it. So this is important. If we want to have a spot-on fine, we need people to know what is sexual harassment. We need people to be able to speak up about it. And we need the people who are bystanders who witness it to come forward and be a witness to it. Then we can combine at some form of evidence base that harassment has taken place.
I see. Well, France's Minister of Gender Equality has said that this is part of a cultural fight by the government, you know, to let people know that it's unacceptable to harass women. I mean, women here in Malaysia are also fearful of stepping out, right? I mean, do we need a cultural fight as well, you think? And what would it take? Perhaps a Minister of Gender Equality as well?
Well, you're quite right. We don't even have a gender equality law yet, but I'm hopeful we will have. Our journey towards having a sexual harassment law has taken 17 years since the first proposed bill was submitted in 2001. So this cultural fight is really, really double the fight for us here, because firstly, our society is mainly patriarchal, arising and because of the different ethnicity and religious belief that we have in this country. And to make people have a mindset change, they need to know how to respect not just women, but all sexes, including people who have different sexual preference. And being gender equal is not against any ethnicity or religion of one's choice, but a basic human right that everyone needs to be protected from forms of violence. And this is what I think is the key that we really need to make everyone aware and be mindful.
Yeah, 17 years is a disproportionately long time to get an important bill like this passed. I mean, nevertheless, I mean, has there been any progress in that shift of mindset yet?
Oh, definitely we are seeing some shift in the mindset. To have an amendment in our Employment Act since 2012 is a step forward, because it helped to change mindset of people that no one just goes around falsely accusing people about sexual harassment. So that has made certain mindset change that is now enabling the government to look into perhaps a standalone bill that is to combat sexual harassment. So it takes time, really. And it's not only people in the government, but people on the ground also needs to understand that it has impact on them if they are being sexually harassed, especially at workplace. And on the street is one of the areas that is very difficult for us to pinpoint about how do you want to implement a law in the open space. And I think France's introduction is giving a ray of hope for us to see how we can also apply that kind of law within Malaysia. But we may take another decade before we could do that.
Yeah, well, this legislation was backed by 90% of the French people. Do you think we'd see the same response here in Malaysia?
Well, I hope the same response can happen, because even with the Me Too campaign that is globally going around, we just have sparks and then it dies down. So for 90% to take place in our society, a lot more of work in understanding the issue needs to be done. And this is not enough. There's not enough work being carried out to educate people about the issue of sexual harassment. So it's back to the political willpower. If we want to do a law, starting from the government, they need to implement and say, this is necessary and we must apply it. But often we hear, you know, reasons given as we need to have a study, we need to have statistics, we need to have budget, we need to have enough human resource. And by the time we discuss about all that, the issue takes a backseat. So for me personally, I think when the state has the willpower to implement something, they can do it. For example, Child Act. Within a year, I think the whole act was put together and was passed. Why does it take so long for sexual harassment? Up to now, I count is 17 years. NGOs here are the ones that's leading the way towards changing this kind of laws. Yeah, but we need to get the buy-in of ordinary people, the business community, and of course, our own government to back us up in this kind of law.
Thank you, Betty, for your input. That was Betty Yeo, a training consultant for AWAM, All Women's Action Society, giving us her thoughts on France's move to legislate on-the-spot fines for sexual harassment. 17 years it's taken since that law has been proposed. Meanwhile, we have a fake news law that is apparently going to be tabled really, really shortly. That's barely 3 months.
Yeah.
I guess we know where our priorities
lie. We certainly do. Nobody can accuse us of not knowing that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for all your tweets and texts. Caroline and Uma signing out from the Evening Edition. We've got Bob.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.